Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everyone. It is Monday, October the 10th, and I'm going to be doing a show today about book conferences because I just got back from one, and you're already going to hear that my voice is very hoarse, but that's normal because all you do at a conference is talk, whether it's to other authors or readers. It is a constant Yes, that's what I said, a gab fest. But you know what? It's just so much fun. But let's talk about conferences in general. Now, I am assuming that some of you have been to conferences, some of you haven't. So I'm just going to kind of throw this out there about my opinion of small conferences and large conferences, because I've been to both. And there are benefits of both. A small conference, for example, and that's just the one I attended. It's called the Indescribe Conference, and they have it every October. This is actually, well, not every October. This is actually the second conference they've had in October. And I like small conferences because you can really get great quality one-on-one time with both authors and readers. That's the main, I think, the main benefit of a small conference. It really is. So if if you want to really get some good quality time to actually be able to speak with your favorite author, go to a small one, because in a bit there are so many people and so many other authors and even other readers. We kind of, because and then it's like two ships passing in the night, and you see somebody you want to talk to, you're just kind of running past going, "Hey, how are you? So good to see you. I'll see you later." And of course you never do, because everybody gets lost. We'll talk about that with big more, but let me go back to the small con. They really are, and the class sizes are a lot smaller. The Indescribe conference, for example, I mean, class sizes were anywhere from 30 people to 60 people, and can really get a lot of good interaction. I gave a couple of workshops. One was a Kindle Direct Publishing workshop where we talked a lot about Kindle, well, obviously Kindle Direct Publishing, but Kindle Unlimited and the benefits of that and the drawbacks of that. And I was really, really honored that several authors, established authors, came and sat in my class and gave their opinions. And it really turned into a really good kind of a round discussion. And that's just totally beneficial for the new authors and even the readers who are attending, because they're part of it and they can ask us all questions. And sometimes in the bigger con, you kind of lose that a little bit. But smaller conferences, definitely, I really love them. So I would really recommend, if you've never been to a book conference before, pick a smaller one. Pick a smaller one, because it kind of helps you get your feet wet and you're not overwhelmed, which transitions me into a discussion about the larger conferences like RWA, which is Romance Writers of America, and RT, which is Romantic Times Magazine. Both of those are absolutely gigantic. And when I say gigantic, I'm telling you, an entire city-size conference. They're just huge. What are the benefits? Oh, my God. The benefits, you can see so many authors that you love. You can, maybe say a few words to them, get a book signed from them. But these bigger conferences are just enormous. And, for instance, I attended RWA last year for the first time, and it was in New York City, and it was overwhelming. I will be the first one to admit that it was absolutely overwhelming, and it was just gigantic. But the benefits were that I also got to meet with Amazon representatives. I got to meet with Kindle World representatives. You really get the big representatives there. And with the bigger conferences, as far as a writer goes, you also get to network with the big boys. You get to network with the big publishers and big agents, because they go to all these. This is where they network too. So this is where you really get to meet the big ones. So if that's something that you want, you want to meet an agent, you want to pitch to a major publisher, go to the big conferences. That's where you're going to get it. Now, as far as a reader goes, now RWA conference is more geared towards authors and educating authors and networking with other authors. Now, there is a book signing. There's several. And so it's good for readers, of course, but it's not reader-focused. It's really more, I think, personally author-focused. Romantic Times, which is also a gigantic one, and I do mean gigantic, That one is more reader-focused, and it really focuses on the signings and on, you know, authors meeting readers. So if you, as a reader, want to attend a conference, I would really recommend RT. If you want to attend a big conference, I would recommend RT because it is just loaded down. I think I went in April of this year, and I think there were something like 600 authors more. I'm pretty sure there was more. So it's just huge with authors. And that's always very exciting. You know, you get to see some really, really big ones there. Let's talk about the expense of attending a conference. Now, the expense of attending a conference, it can be great. It can be a lot of money. A lot of authors cut back on the expenses in the sense that they room with other authors, so there you share a hotel room expense. You can generally pretty much plan on spending several hundred, if not a couple thousand dollars, attending conferences. If you don't room with other people, if you can watch your meals, you could eat cheaply, obviously, travel, depending on where you live, of course, you know, travel is going to be what it is. It's going to cost what it is going to cost. There's not a lot you can do about that, but of course you can search out cheaper modes of transportation and airline tickets and that kind of thing. I would recommend that you, if you're just starting to attend conferences, try to attend something local, and that way you're not really bogged down with a lot of travel expenses. I live in California. A lot of stuff they have is on the East Coast. So for me to attend, an RT or an RWA or even some of the bigger cons, they're in Florida, they're in Georgia, they're on the East Coast. And for me, that's a cross-country haul, so it's a little tougher. I do try to look for conferences that are more local to me in Las Vegas or San Diego, that kind of thing. There aren't a lot in Las Vegas, and I've actually attended several there. But here's the interesting thing about Las Vegas, and I think a lot of other authors will agree with me on this. When people are in Las Vegas, they're really not there to buy books. They're really not. This is what I've noticed. I've attended at least 4 conferences in Las Vegas, really well-advertised, well-attended by authors, but the quality of readers is pretty, at least in my experience, has been pretty low because people don't go there to buy books. They go there to gamble. They go there to party. So you just need to kind of be aware of that with the cons in Las Vegas, at least in my experience. Now, of course, other authors may have different experiences, but that's been my experience. They can cost. So again, if you're a first timer attending, look for a local one, and that'll kind of help you with the cost. And look for a smaller one. That'll kind of help you get your feet wet a little bit. There is also, with conferences, a culture. It's really kind of a paradox because you have, during the daytime, you have serious classes going on. You have a lot of workshops. You have a lot of panels. And these are really designed to educate both authors and readers. But it's so funny because I talked to my other author friends about this, and having just come from a con, being a writer is a very solitary profession. It's a very solitary life in a sense because we spend so much time writing in front of the computer and not interacting with people. You know, we're shut up in an office and we're in front of the computer and we're just writing all of the time. And the only real communication we have with our friends and readers is online. So when you get to these conferences, it's almost like you just kind of go crazy. You just kind of let loose, like, oh, my God, I'm with people. I'm with people. I'm normal. Ah! So there is kind of a culture with these cons where during the day you have a very serious, you know, conference going on and educational classes and panels and workshops, and I gave a few this time around. And then at nighttime, there's almost always some kind of party or cocktail party or something going on, networking, that kind of thing. This past conference, it was 3 nights, 3 parties, you know, and that's half the reason why I'm so hoarse because, you know, I'm exhausted to boot, but in a good way. You know, don't feel sorry for me, please. There's such a joy in experiencing a party or a cocktail mixer or, you know, a social casual situation with your author friends, your readers, your loyal, you know, your readers, there's just such it's such a great bonding experience for all of you. And I think that's why authors really like to go to these cons. I mean, it's twofold. You love meeting your readers, but you really love hanging out with your friends that you really, really only get to physically see maybe once or twice a year, if that, if you're lucky. I mean, there's some ladies that I'm really close to, fellow authors, and I see them maybe once a year, maybe, but they're like sisters to me. I mean, and so when we get together, yeah, we want to sit and have a good time. We want to dance. We want to, you know, enjoy ourselves or eat. I mean, I have breakfast with readers. I have breakfast with other authors. It's really, really such a great opportunity to be with the people who make you who you are. You know, they support you, they purchase your work, or maybe, you know, in my case, I also, my cover designer was there, one of my cover designers, and I adore her. And it's just such a great opportunity to not only party with these people, for lack of a better term, you know, just enjoy the time together with these people, but it's also a great time to learn. So conferences are really kind of twofold. You know, it's like you're good and you're studious in the daytime, and then at nighttime, you know, you let your hair down and you just go crazy. So, you know, they're just a lot of fun, a lot of fun. I think, let's talk a little bit about what readers like about them. I think what readers like about them is obviously the fact that you get to meet your favorite authors. I mean, and you get a book signed by them. I mean, that's the pinnacle of everything right there. There's also the opportunity to meet other readers. You know, you meet other readers. You guys have similar interests, similar favorite authors. And, you know, I think it is one of the great things that readers like about book conferences, just the interaction with everybody. Now, for authors, what do authors like about conferences? The exact same thing. Exact same thing that the readers like. Like I just said, we get to meet new readers, new authors. In my case, this past con I just attended, described so many authors that I knew their names, but I had never met them face to face. I mean, I was hugging people like me. That's all I did the whole time, is just hug people. Probably why I have a scratchy throat. I probably caught, you know, 18 different colds just from hugging and kissing, and, you know. But, you know, such great fun and just such wonderful networking. And this is such a great industry. The Indie Author Institution, the Indie Author Community as a whole, is hands down one of the very best communities I have ever participated in, and some of the very best people I have ever known, just ethically, creatively, just genuine and generous people. And we are so lucky to have such great readership. I mean, that we all share. I mean, a lot of us really share a lot of readers. And so it's just so wonderful to see them at book conferences and book conventions, that we get to meet them and see them face to face and sign books for them and take pictures with them. And I, my time is running out here, but I want to talk really quick about pictures. And there are a lot of cover models that show up to these conferences. And I'll tell you something. I met a couple of guys this time. I knew one of them, but I hadn't met the other one until this time around. But Michael Foster is a cover model that is on many, many covers. The nicest man, so gracious, so such a good sport. You know, everybody wants to take their picture with him. And I met another gentleman named Sean Hampton, who was equally gracious and kind. And every cover model I've met has just been so willing to just, hey, let's take pictures, you know. And I mean, obviously it's their business, but, you know, they like it too. And they love meeting readers, and they love seeing people go, oh my God, I've seen you on a cover. You're so great. You're so handsome, you know, whatever. I mean, obviously it's great for them too. And so I think on both sides of the spectrum, the readers and the authors and the cover models and everybody that's in the industry, we all love to get together. And so I would highly recommend, if you're thinking about going to a book conference, go. Just go. Enjoy it. Have a great time. And I think you're really going to appreciate, what goes on. You're going to love it. It's great memories. So I am Catherine Levesque. Thank you so much for listening. I am about to end my episode. But thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you next time here on Blog Talk Radio.